So who's at fault? Who's acting a fool? So don't y'all be a fool now. God done offer you, if you born again, that's, you got it. Get in that word. But if you ain't born again, you acting a fool. After hearing this tonight and you won't get saved, if you're saved, thank God. That's why we're here, to teach you so you know how to live right. Let you know there's more to life than acting a fool. That's all Satan full of. Fool, foolish, stupid, crazy, ungodly, wicked, crazy stuff. So, we must be born again because we are, by nature, children of the devil. Amen. Amen. I turn to turn with me to Romans. All right, here we go. Maybe I can do it this way. Romans chapter 6. Let's do Romans chapter 6 first. Hey, listen to this. What did I say, Romans? Let's pick up at verse 4. I'm going to continue, y'all, in the sound booth. I'm going to continue in Holman Christian Standard Bible. Now listen carefully what took place. Now see, what did we just read? God, personally and present in Christ, doing what? Reconciling the world to favor with himself, right? Not counting up and holding against men the trespasses, but have done what? Canceled them, removed them. They're not there anymore. Can you see it? Therefore, we are buried. Now listen. Therefore, we are what? Buried with him. How? By baptism into death. Now, if I go and throw something that's that has weight to it, like a heavy rock, a rock, anything that got weight. If I throw it in some water, that thing goes out of sight. You don't see it anymore. Well, the point I want to make real clear, Jesus died on the cross. He was put in Joseph's new tomb. I told you this on several occasions. I went in that tomb. He was buried. He was what? Buried. Well, when he died and he was buried, we were buried with him. You get it? So what I was, whatever I was when I got buried, and then Jesus was raised back to life, and he raised me up with him, so I came back to be like he is. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so let me read. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ, in order, notice you said in order, you're going to have to accept it. In order, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in a new way of life. We too may walk how? In a new way of life. Other word, when I'm born again, I got to find out about this new life. I'm to walk different from the way I did when I was lost, a sinner. Now I'm born again. I got to learn how. When I first started school, the thing they wanted to teach me, my ABC, how to read, how to make a sentence, what were they doing? Teaching me how to function in life. Well, you're a new creature. You got to learn how to function as a new creature because you've never been this before. So here's your instruction book. You know, I got this thing here. Here's your manual to your life. Your mammogram don't have it. You know what I mean by that? And we spend all our time on that thing. And some people, they got a commercial on now. I don't know if you, you've seen it or not. The traffic has to stop for the people. Well, they just texting. I don't know if y'all saw that. They ain't paying nobody no attention nowhere. They're just in this thing. On that phone. Traffic and everything. People, you know, people that's going somewhere doing, they have to stop for them because they just. And Satan wants you gone wild like that. See, if you go wild like that, he got you right where he wants you. Because he is a master deceiver, and he is what the Bible says. He is a destroyer. He's a killer. He's a murderer. He's a thief. And he will kill you. And that's exactly where he tried to set you up so you won't be aware of what's going on. But the Holy Spirit, when you yield to God, will teach you how to bind him, how to control him, and let him know, Satan, I'm in charge. I'm the master of this house. Do you hear me? All right, so let's read on. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism to death, in order that Christ, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too may walk in a new way of life. For if we have been joined with him in likeness of his death, Jesus really died. Jesus went to hell. Have you been joined with him in that likeness of death? Jesus really died. Jesus really went to hell. And there have been people, I remember way back in the early days of my ministry. I remember that I said, Jesus went to hell. You should have seen those preachers. You should have seen those preachers. They said, I'm preaching and they're almost disturbing because they thought I didn't know what I was talking about. But Jesus actually went to hell. Hello? I said, Jesus went to hell because if he had not gone, you and me would have been the one to go there. But listen to the story. Listen to the word.